Kishi. Vayar Yosef itom es Binyamin. And Yosef saw with them Binyamin. Vayomer la asher al beisoi. And he said to the one over his household, Hove es ho'anoshim ha'boisa. Bring in these people inside the house. Utevoyach tevach. And to shecht a shechting. To have meat slaughtered. Vahochein. And to prepare it. Ki iti yoichlu ho'anoshim. Because together with me will these men eat batzoharayim. The first suda of the day, the first meal of the day. Vayaso ish kasher omar Yosef, and the man did like Yosef said. Vayove ho ish es ho anoshim beso Yosef, and he brought the shvatim inside Yosef's house. Vayiru ho anoshim, and the anoshim, the men, the shvatim became frightened. Ki huvu u beis Yosef, because they were brought into Yosef's house. They said, it is not the normal practice that one who buys grain is brought into the king's palace. Vayomru, they said, al dvar hakesef, it must be because of the money, hashav ba'am techoisenu batchilo, that was returned originally to our sacks, anachnu muvoim, that's why we are being brought in. He is trying to gather us into his palace in order to bring us to jail, to lock us up. Lisgoylel olenu, in order to roll upon us a bilbul, a libel. Ulehisnapel olenu, in order to cause, to fall upon us a libel. Velokachas oisonu lavodim, and to take us for servants. Veschamarenu, and to take away our donkeys. Ramban asks, why were they worried about their donkeys if their lives were in danger at this point? He learns that the Shvatim were saying that even if we are locked up, if we have our donkeys, we can still send food to our father Yaakov in Canaan. But if they take away our donkeys also, not only will we be locked up, but also we will not be able to send food to our father. That's why they were worried about their donkeys being taken away. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that we see from here that the majority of people care about their possessions just as much as their lives. Because the Shvatim said, "V'lokachas haysonu la'avodim v'eschamarenu," they equated their possessions, their donkeys, with their own lives, with themselves becoming slaves. Vayigshu elo ish, and the Shvatim approached the man Asher al beis Yosef, who was over the house of Yosef. Vayidabru elo pesach habayis, and they spoke to him at the entrance of the house. Vayomru, and they said, "Bi adoni, please, my master, yoroi jaradnu batechila lishpar oichel. We originally came down from Canaan to Mitzrayim to buy food." Rashi is medayik the double lashon of yoroi jaradnu. Rashi says that besides for saying that we came down from Canaan to Mitzrayim, it also means that the Shvatim said that this was a yerida for us. This was a descent for us because we were used to supporting other people, and now we had this yerida that we have to buy food from others. Vayehi kivanu el hamaloin, and it was when we came to the place where we were sleeping. And we opened our sacks. And behold, each person's money was at the opening of our sack. Each person's money in its weight. And we returned it in our hand. Although it was only Levi who found his money b'maloin, in the place where they were sleeping, and the rest of the Shvatim found the money when they returned to Canaan to Yaakov. Seichel Tov explains that the Pasuk is being Mekatzer, and it is saying a shorter version of what happened, and that's why the Pasuk says that we all found our money together, even though in actuality it did not occur like that. V'chesev acher hayradnu v'yodeinu lishpar oichel. And other money we have brought down with us to buy food. Loyodanu misom kaspenu ba'am techoisenu. We do not know who placed our money in our sacks. V'yomer. And the person who was over Yosef's house said, Shalom lochem, peace to you, al tiro, do not be afraid. Elokeichem, your God, ve'elokei avichem, and the God of your father, nosan lochem matmoin, ba'am techoisechem, gave you a hidden treasure in your sack. Either it was elokeichem, your God, in your schus, but if you do not have enough schusim, ve'elokei avichem, maybe it was in the schus, in the merit of your father. Kaspechem bo'ilai, your money has come to me. Vayotze aleihem es Shimon. And then he took out to them Shimon. Vayovei ho'ish es ho'anoshim beisa Yosef. And the man brought the Shvatim into the house of Yosef. Rashi is medayik that this was said earlier in Pasuk Yud Zayin, It says, "Vayovei ho'ish es ha'anoshim beis ha'yosef." So why does it repeat it again in Pasuk Chaf Dalet? Rashi answers that the Shvatim were afraid and they were pushing the person that was over Yosef's house toward the entrance. Even though they were inside already, they were pushing him out until they ended up discussing this matter by the Pesach HaBayis. It was only after he said, "Shalom lochem," peace to you, then they were not afraid anymore and they entered the house a second time. Vayiten mayim, and he gave them water, vayirchatzu raglehem, and they washed their feet, vayiten mispoy lechamarehem, and he gave food for their donkeys. Vayochinu es hamincha, and they prepared the present for Yosef, which means they decorated it in fancy vessels, arbo Yosef batzoraim, until Yosef came for the meal. Kishamu, because they heard, kisham yoichlu lechem, over there they were to eat the meal. Vayova Yosef habaisa, and Yosef came into the house. Vayoviu lo es hamincha asher biyodam habaisa, and they brought the present that was in their hand habaisa into the house. This does not mean that the present was outside, because we see that they already came into the house. So why would the present be outside? It means that they brought it from the vestibule into the main part of the house. As Rashi says, mi pruzdar latraklin, they brought it from the pruzdar, the hallway, the vestibule, latraklin, into the palace. Vayishtachavu lo arzo, and they bowed down before Yosef. Vayishal lohem l'sholem, and Yosef asked them how they are doing. Vayomer, and Yosef said, hasholem avichem hazokin asher amartem ha'udenu chai, how's your father, your elderly father, how's he doing? Is he still alive? Vayomeru, and they answered, shalom la'avdecho lo'avinu oidenu chai, peace is to your servant, our father. Yes, he is still alive. Vayiktu vayishtachavu. Vayiktu means they bowed their head. Vayishtachavu, they totally prostrated themselves on the ground. The reason why they bowed down a second time, even though it says in Pasuk Chavav, vayishtachavu la'artza, this second bowing was a way of showing appreciation to Yosef for asking about their father. Vayisa Einov, and Yosef raised his eyes. Vayar, and he saw es Binyamin Ochiv ben Imoy, Binyamin his brother, the son of his mother. Vayomer, and he said, Hazeh achichem hakoten asher amartem eloi, is this your younger brother that you spoke to me about? Vayomer, and Yosef said, Elokim yochnecho b'ni, Hashem should be gracious to you, my son. He gave him the bracha of chen, because Yaakov gave all the rest of the Shvatim the bracha of chen earlier in Parshas Vayishlach. When Yaakov met Esav, he said, these are my children, asher chonan elokim es avdecho, that Hashem has been gracious in giving your servant. So all the Shvatim got the bracha of chen, but since Binyamin was not born yet, he did not receive that bracha. That's why Yosef gave him now the bracha of chen, elokim yochnecho b'ni. Zot Rashi posuk tezayin. Utevoyach tevach v'hochen. Kimoi, it means ulitvoyach tevach, and to slaughter a slaughtering, ulahochen, and to prepare it. Vein tevoyach loshen sivoy, and this word tevoyach is not a command. He was not commanding the person over his household, utevoyach, slaughter. But rather, he was telling him to have meat slaughtered, ulitvoyach. Because if it was a Lashon of Tzivoy, if it was a command, it would have said Utevach, not Utevayach. So Utevayach is as if it says Ulitvayach. Batzoharayim, Zeh Meturgim B'Sheirusa. On this word, Targum Taiches B'Sheirusa. Shehu Lashon Suduri Shoina, B'Lashon Arami. In the Aramaic language, it means the first meal. Uvalaz Diznar. V'yesh Harbe B'Gemara. And we find it many times in the Gemara. Shodol lekal b'sheirusa, he threw to a dog his meal. Bata, he benched akula sheirusa on the whole meal. Aval kol targum shel tzoharayim, in all other places, when it says tzoharayim and it means the afternoon, targum does not say sheirusa, but rather tihara. Tihara means the afternoon. Vayiru ha'anoshim, kasefu b'shnei yudin, it is written with two yuds, v'targumai, and targum touches it v'dechilu, which means that they were afraid. Vayiru with one yud means that they saw. Vayiru with two yuds means that they were frightened. Kihuvu beis Yosef, they were frightened that they were brought into the house of Yosef. Ve'ein derech shar haboim lishbar bar, and it was not the practice of other people who came to buy grain, lolon bebeis Yosef, to sleep over in the house of Yosef. Ki im bin pundakoi sheva'ir, only in the inns of the city. And therefore they were frightened that the only reason he was calling them into his house was to gather them into jail. We are being brought into this house, in order that it should roll upon us a libel of the money that was placed in our sacks, and in order that it should fall upon us this bilbul, this libel. Rashi is explaining, Lesgoilel means to roll, Ulesnapel means to fall, to roll the bilbul on us, and to cause it to fall upon us. V'ogulis tergum, and ogulis shetergum le'istakopo alono, targum teaches on the word Ulesnapel le'istakopo alono. Loshen le'soilel, it is a loshen of a bilbul, a libel. Kidem targaminon alilas devarim, just like Targum says on the word alilas devarim, a bilbul, taskufe milun, words of bilbul, taskufe. So we see taskufe means a libel, and therefore we see that Targum teaches on the word uleis napel, uleis takopa alono, it means to place a libel upon us. Zot Rashi v'loy tirgumay achar loshen hamikra, but Targum was not careful to teach the pasuk correctly, because the word uleis napel means to cause to fall upon us, and not a loshen of bilbul. And the word lisgoilel in the pasuk that Targum says means lisravava, to dominate over us. Hulashin gulas zov. It comes from the word gulas hazov, the golden capital, and also the pasuk in Nachum, v'hutzav gulsa, and the established queen helosa was removed. Shehulashin malchus, which is a lashon of malchus, according to Targum. The pasuk lisgoilel olenu ulisnapel olenu means lisgoilel olenu, to dominate over us, ulisnapel olenu, and to bring a bilbul, a libel upon us, and to take us as servants and to take away our donkeys. But according to Rashi, lisgoilel means to roll upon us the bilbul, ulisnapel olenu, to cause the bilbul to fall upon us, lisgoilel to roll, ulisnapel to cause to fall. Zok Rashi bi'adoni, lashem boya v'sachanunim hu. It is a language, an expression of requesting something. B'lashon Arami bia bia. In Arami we find the word bia bia. So bi'adoni means, please my master, I am asking you for a favor. Yorad yoradnu. Why does it say a double lashon yorad yoradnu? Yoridu hulanu. This was a descent for us. Regilim hayinu lefarnes acherim. We were used to supporting others. Achshav onu tzrichim l'cha. Now we need you. Elokechem, the one who was over Yosef's house, said, I received your money. Elokechem v'lekei avichem gave you a present. Bischuschem, he gave it to you in your own merit. V'im ein zuchuschem kedai, if your merit is not enough, then v'lekei avichem, bischus avichem, in the merit of your father, nosan lochem matmoin, this treasure was given to you. V'ayove ho'ish, and the man brought the shvatim into Yosef's house. Havo achar havo. It was one bringing after another bringing. Lefisha hayu doich fin oisei chutz. Since the brothers pushed this man outside, ad shedibru eilav pesach habayis, until they spoke to him at the entrance of the house. Umishomer lehem shalom lachem. But once he said, peace to you, nimshichu, they let themselves be drawn into the house, uvo achrov, and they came after him a second time into the house. Vayochinu, they prepared the mincha, his minu, they prepared it. Atru'uhu bekelim noim. They decorated it with nice vessels. Haboisa, and they brought the present into the house, although they were already in the house. So Grashi mi pruzda la trakloin. They brought the present from the vestibule into the main part of the house. Zakrashi vayiktu vayishtachavu. Rashi is bothered why they had to bow down a second time after they bowed already in Pasuk Chavav. So Rashi al she'ela sholeim. They bowed this time in appreciation for Yosef asking about how their father was doing. Kida is kififas kotkoit. Kida means the bending of one's head. Hishtachavo mishtateach la'oretz. Hishtachavo means when one prostrates and spreads himself out totally on the ground.